Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Well, Golden State falls to 25-20. They finish a very successful homestand at 6 wins and 2 losses. But tonight, I think, was a little much to ask Golden State emotionally coming on the heels of the Jimmy Butler injury. And certainly, the Warriors came out tonight. You could tell they were flat, emotionally just not there. Toronto put up 41 in the first quarter. Emmanuel quickly got off to a great start, tied his career high with 40 points, with 10 assists to go with that. Scottie Barnes, who I just think is fabulous, and one of the, again, I think every night we see some of these guys that nobody talks about, but are great players in this league. And if you know, if you watch some of these NBA shows on an eternally promoting sports network, that they, you know, they talk about teams in L.A. and a couple of other teams, but they don't talk about Scottie Barnes. This guy is a great player. 26 points, 11 assists, 7 rebounds, 12 of 18 from the field, and playing out of position, playing the 5 spot tonight. I mean, he's just really good. Brandon Ingram, we know what he is. He's a professional scorer. He had 22, 8 of 17. But Emmanuel quickly, if you look at that line, that's one of the most impressive lines of the season. 40 points in 33 minutes. He was 11 of 13 from the field. He was 7 of 8 beyond the arc. He was 11 of 11 from the free throw line, and he handed out 10 assists. That is getting it done. And the Raptors, they shot the 3. They're the one of the worst three-point shooting team coming in, but they were 21 of 34 tonight, 61.8%. They had the Warrior opponent high for points in the game was Toronto with 141 in the overtime loss in Toronto on December 28th. Well, the Warrior opponent high for the season is 145, and that was tonight in regulation for the Raptors. The Raptors had their season high of 41 assists against the Warriors December 28th. Well, they reestablished their season high with 42 assists tonight. This is just a horrible matchup for Golden State, made even worse by the fact of what the Warriors went through last night in watching Jimmy Butler being helped off the floor. Now, good news for Golden State. They had bench players who were ready to play, bench players who made an impact. Jonathan Kuminga came off the bench first time in over a month, 21 minutes, 7 of 10 from the field, 5 of 8 line. He had 5 rebounds, finished with 20 points. And, you know, again, say, like I said on the air in the fourth quarter, there's an opportunity here for that young man. Opportunity for him to get some time on the floor and to showcase what he can do. And I think the other part about that is that, you know, there's a chance here for him to show how he can fit in with Golden State with Steph Curry, you know, on the floor. And that's an opportunity for him. It's an opportunity for him for growth, an opportunity for the Warriors to see, you know, Jonathan Kuminga flourish, which is what everybody wants. You know, it's just a matter of the way this thing played out was just not the way anybody wanted, but it just happened that way. Warriors got 44 points in the third. That is the most in any quarter this season, tying an effort back on December 2nd against Oklahoma City. Buddy Hield with his second 20-point game of the season. He had 25. His season high for points is 25. Season high for threes is 6. And so Buddy came off the bench, and he's another one. Had to sit for a while. He was a pro, did all of his work, and he's been very effective for Golden State the last couple of games. But overall, you look at this game, and I think this game was, you know, just set up for the Warriors to fail in this game just because of what happened last night. You know, they just, I think, you know, we forget sometimes. We look at players and personnel as numbers, as stats, and we forget about the human element of it. The human element showed tonight. It showed tonight because, again, emotionally you could tell the Warriors just weren't ready to play against a team that's a very bad matchup for them and ends up with a 18-point loss. But I give the bench guys credit. They made the third quarter fun. Golden State getting 44 in the third. They made a late run to cut it, and they would have had to play Leonard perfect to finish out the game to win. They did not. But, again, you give guys who are professionals credit. Pat Spencer came off the bench in 9 minutes, hit all 4 of his shots. He had 9 points tonight. And when you see efforts like that, it kind of gives you an idea that the Warriors have some guys there toward the end of the bench who are really true pros, you know, who get the call and are ready to do it. But there's no, you know, we're not playing for participation trophies here, playing for wins. Golden State had a very successful homestand, 6-2. I think anybody would have taken that at the beginning of the homestand. It's just unfortunate that they do it tonight with Jimmy Butler out for the rest of the year. And some things to figure out for the Warriors. Maybe they can find a couple of answers on how they need to play. I think you'll see the Warriors play faster the rest of the year, simply because the fact they have to find a way to generate some easy buckets, because without Jimmy, they're just not going to get to the free throw line the way they did before. So that's my guess, is that we'll see the Warriors play faster. We'll check that out on the road trip.